Hello and welcome to Living Hip, a lifestyle brand and podcast which helps you own your life and live your best life. Hi, I'm Pam Geyer. I'm your host and I'm here to walk with you through this thing called life. Let's face it, life can be both messy and magical, and that's the fact. So why not grab hold of your life? Why not own it all? Why not design it in a way that suits you and not the world around you? It is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to step into your greatness. It is time for you to bring along the parts of you that you've been trying to run away from. So we're going to grab our vulnerabilities. We're going to grab our vision and we are going to go and live authentically and unapologetically. Let's do this. Hi, welcome to Living Hip with Pam Geyer. Hello, this is Pam Geyer. I'm your host. In today's episode, I love this topic. It is the three places you will go. So let me explain what this is. It's truly all about your attitude and your perspective on life and what you decide to show up as. And it truly helps people go from a place of being the victim to a place of like really victory and ownership and truly owning their life and understanding that is our thing. So I actually came up with this model and I've used it in business for years in terms of coaching people. And so I would ask people which three places, because people are usually in these three places. And when I would coach them in their business, I would really try and identify, and I'd help them identify where they are. And because it can really help someone move forward in a positive way. But this does not just apply to business. In fact, it is all about life. So we all can apply this in any situation, whether it be a work situation, a personal situation, or just daily life. It could be your attitude. Okay. So these are the three places. But before I jump in on that, I want to share. It's the first chapter. I want to say it's the first sentence in his book, Jack Canfield, his book, Success Principles. I read years ago. I loved it. I still go back to reference different points, but this one sentence changed everything for me. And I've shared this so many times. I think it's the first sentence in chapter one. It says, or he says, you are 100% responsible for your life and your choices, or whatever it is, for your life. So in order for us to really move ourselves along and in a positive direction, we need to embrace that knowing. We need to realize that we are 100% responsible for our lives. And I'm going to go back to this point, but let me jump in to the three places where people might be. Okay. And it could be, you know, just how they are in general, their nature, or it could be it could be situational in their life. And trust me, I've been in all three places in different things, and I will need to call myself out and get me to the place I want to be in the positive direction, because let's face it, we all want to move in a positive direction. Okay. Unless you're, you know, like you know, living hip shouldn't be your thing. If you just want to stay stuck or you want to stay in the same place with the same results, this is all about creating positive change in your spirit, in your life, in your work, in your play, in all of it. Okay. All right. So the three places people are in, one of these three places in situations or in life. Number one, blaming. Number two, complaining. Number three, building. Now, this can apply to work, or this can apply to attitude in general, or it could be situational things in life. Okay? One of those three places. So, obviously, places one and two, if you're feeling stuck, or if you just can't break through, chances are you are stuck in one and two. You're either blaming those around you, the situation, someone else. Blaming. And partly, some of that might be true. I mean, maybe something has happened where someone else, you know, maybe they did something, or maybe, you know, I'm going to use the pandemic. Like, we could blame the pandemic on things, and that's real. That's not made up. That's real. But the longer we just blame rather than own and build, we'll just stay stuck. So understand there are things that are out of our control, even though they might, you know, there could be good reason to either blame or complain. But the fact is, you are 100% responsible for the choices you make. You are where you are today because of the choices you made. And I say that from a loving place, because there, you know, don't worry. If you are listening to this and you are not where you want to be, make the decision today to get out of blaming and complaining mode. Get yourself into building mode. The good news is everyone has an opportunity to switch out of complaining and blaming and into building. That is a choice. And you have 100% opportunity to do that. And in the building phase, that is where the growth happens. That is where the ownership happens. That is where you are in control of what you can control. And what you can control is your attitude, your effort, and the action you take daily, your mindset. Okay, so if you're in blaming mode, and this happens so often, I see people stuck in this, that, you know, they might blame the situation, or I'm going to go back to the pandemic. I mean, that really screwed a lot of things up for a lot of us. I mean, yes, were there silver linings? Absolutely. But let's face it, that was a hard time. And we can blame a lot on the pandemic, surely. But we can't stay there. You know, it is what it is. It happened. Are we going to sit back and just let ourselves just like fall apart? Maybe it was our career that fell apart. Maybe it was our, you know, whatever it is, our health, our wellness, whatever. It's okay. We are building back. We don't have to stay there. We are not a victim. You are not a victim. Hear me out. You are not a victim. Okay? Look at how empowered you are. You are never stuck. There's, you know, like I always say, if there is something you don't like, you can change it. Feel that empowerment. And trust me, I have situations I'm really able to snap and change and take, you know, I've changed so many things throughout my life, but there are other things that I really had a hard time with. Real, real, real hard time. Yeah, but, or I just let myself fall back. And so when I share from a space of having done it and having been challenged by it. But at the end of the day, know this, no one is responsible for you, but you. I believe we are spiritually guided. My belief is God. It could be universe for you. Whatever it is, I want everyone to feel welcomed and included on this podcast. But You know, so remember, you're never alone, but you are responsible. It's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. So, you know, I've seen people that are stuck in their stories. They're stuck in their stories. And I know for myself personally, I've been stuck in a story as well. And we just keep going back there. If you are living in the past, you are not growing. You are not in the present, which is the healthiest place to be, and you won't be growing your future. You will handicap yourself. So in this process, we need to let go of the past. We need to change our mindset. We need to believe in more. So for me, when I was going through something that I was having such a hard time of letting go of just something that I thought was mine, you know, like whatever. And I spiritually needed to intervene, meaning nothing made sense to my logical mind. And I realized you do not have any control. I had to coach myself. You have no control over anyone or anything but you. So I had to choose faith. I had to believe that God has something bigger for me. I had to believe that God has my back. I had to believe that I am aligning and growing into more. So there is this incredible power inside of you where you already know. You know. So let go of the excuses. Stop the blaming. Stop the complaining. It's such a hard thing, isn't it? I know for me, like it's a natural thing, you know, we can do, but the complaining thing, when you find yourself in that cycle, you need to call yourself out, just stop and redirect that attitude. Get into that building mode. What does that look like? So you could go from blaming and then complaining. And what is building? Well, when I use this in business, the model is very simple. It's like shift yourself out of blaming, complaining. And that really means in business, people would look at what wasn't going well, that what they can't do. No one will do this, this canceled, that canceled, this one won't, this one, whatever. And it's like, okay, let's stop that story today. Let's look at the opportunity. Let's shift that spirit. Let's look at we can build. Okay. And I would walk you through the same thing. Let's use it as a life example in life. I know right now you have something in your life. You're either blaming, complaining, and let's shift you into building. So the blaming, like when we, you know, I see a lot of this actually, and I had to eat some humble pie myself. I had a tough season, I'll be honest. And I don't want to go into it, but I had a tough season. And I had to eat some humble pie myself. I experienced rejection that felt crushing in a way. And man, I wanted to blame. I did complain, but I didn't stay there. I decided I can't control this. I believe in a bigger plan. I believe this is a signpost of something and I need to build. So we all have these situations, and when we lead, now this is a big leadership thing. This is a big, big, but we're all leaders. You lead your life. You lead your life. Lead it with love. Build it. Don't, you know, not just you, build others. So let me give, you know, the example here would be, you know, I could blame so many other people for this, that, and the other thing, right? And I see this all the time, and I know you do too, where it's just like, you know what, something doesn't work out. It's just, people will just blame and say, oh, you know, whatever it is, whether it's that program or whatever it is. And, you know, what if we take responsibility? What if we say, okay, well, there was that, you know, there was this challenge, but I can't control that. So I'm going to build. I'm going to choose a different voice. I'm going to choose positive. I'm going to choose to build a better attitude. I'm going to choose to rise in the face of adversity. I'm going to choose to be true to myself. And true to yourself, like if you lead with love, if you're that kind of heart, you know, we don't get better by putting others down. We don't. I know for me, sometimes I just want to, you know, like I just want, but it doesn't work. It's that yucky spirit, and living hip is a spirit, and it's not a perfect one. It's real. It gets emotional, but it takes responsibility and it moves forward positively. And that's what this is about, right? Your three places. Where are you? Are you blaming? Are you complaining? Or are you building? And so with that, if you think of your relationships and the people in your life, like, are you blaming? Are you complaining? Or are you building? So think about that. We need to pick and choose what we voice. We need to seek the best in each other. We need to not only build ourselves up, but build each other up. So what, not only where are you, but what mode are you in with others in your life? And that, my friends, is the secret sauce in living hip. It's not just about you. It's how you bring that out in others. And I truly am convinced when we do this together, one person at a time, together, and you do it with this person, and you're building that person up, and it's encouragement, and it's, wow, you're good at, you know, like whatever it is, and you're not in that blaming and complaining cycle, and you're really looking for the good and seeing the good, you're going to elevate the spirit. You're going to elevate your own spirit, but you're going to elevate the spirit. So that is the three places you can go. And I hope that this inspires you to be in the building mode. As I shared, I've been in all of the phases or the places or the each of these modes, but the blaming and complaining, if you're stuck, it's because you're in that mode and it's time to get out. It's okay. We all might blame, we might complain, but don't stay there. Move yourself into building. Move yourself into looking at the opportunity. Move into seeking the best in others, seeing the best in a situation, believing, having eyes of compassion and support while you have some boundaries in place. So this isn't be building and happy and cheerful and all of that stuff. No, it is you do you, a better version of you, and let go of the rest. You can't control them. You can't control others. You can only invest in you and then bring that out in others. All right. I hope this inspires you and that you'll be back here next week to learn more about living hip and to really be part of the movement. Thanks for being on. All right. Well, thanks guys for listening in to Living Hip. This is your host, Pam Geyer. I love that you're listening in and you're part of this movement. So Living Hip is a lifestyle brand. It's about you living the life that you desire and dealing with your discontents. It's a little bit of both, right? But beyond that, it's about women rising up, being better to themselves, and being better to each other. Because I'm convinced when women take better care of themselves, show up as their authentic self unapologetically, and support each other in a positive way, and build each other up, we will be unstoppable. And that is the movement. And I'm so glad you're here. So thanks for listening in. To learn more information about any courses or membership with Living Hip, you can go to my website. It is livinghip.com. Thanks.